You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra When the Walls Fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you for episode 62 of Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How are you doing today?
Can I instantly just thank our sponsor?
Yes.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola Classic. Oh, man. I'm so glad they didn't stick with New Coke and they went back to the Classic.
I'm having my Coke. I went to bed at midnight.
Okay.
Woke up at 6.
Yeah.
And I didn't sleep that good in between.
Ooh. Yeah. You didn't sleep that well in between.
Or that good.
Yeah, I had a great night. I went to bed at like 10, woke up at 6, so I got a solid 8 hours. It was fantastic. I never go to bed at 10. But last night, put the kids to bed. My wife and I watched an episode of Man in High Castle.
Yeah.
And then went to bed. And then went to sleep. So, good night.
Do you have a TV in your bedroom?
That's a funny question.
I don't know why it's so funny.
Well,
it's a funny answer.
Here's what happened. Okay. So for Christmas 2 years ago,
yeah,
my son has a room and my girls share a room.
Okay.
I bought them each a smart TV.
Yeah.
Like a 20-inch smart TV, not very big, mounted it, you know, for them, you know.
Right.
And we don't have a TV in our room because my wife was like, I don't like TV in our room because, you know, I can't fall asleep and you turn it on and, you know, so I'm like, okay, we don't need a TV in our room. Well, every once in a while, I'll steal one of the kids' TVs.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because, you unmount it from the wall.
Well, so I guess Levi's, his is not mounted. His is setting on his dresser.
Okay.
So his is easy to steal, but like 3 weeks ago was his birthday.
Yeah.
And so he had his TV, he had the Wii on one TV and the Xbox One on the other TV.
He's got two TVs in his room?
Well, no. He had the Xbox on our main TV.
Okay.
But then he brought his other TV into the living room.
Okay.
So that all the boys could be playing video games at once.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the girls are spending the night at a friend's house. So Eric and I are home, and we don't want to sit in the living room with a bunch of stinky junior high boys watching them play video games and make fart noises and stuff. So I said, I'll unmount the girls' TV, and I'll set it up in our room, you know. So it's been sitting in our room for like for like 3 weeks. And Erica's like, you got to give them their TV back. I'm like, yeah, I know. And the girls are like, can we have our TV back? I'm like, yes, I just have to mount it back. It's not, I can't just move it. It's a whole
thing.
Truth, it's 4 screws. It would take me, I don't know.
3 minutes?
Maybe 5 by the time I unplugged it and, you know, ran the wire back. You know, it might take 5 minutes. But the girls are like, can we have your TV back? I'm like, daddy's busy, you know. So I feel really bad about it because it was a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
So they just have a TV mount. It's like in their room that's empty.
Yeah.
You know, it's not my greatest. And because it's a smart TV, you don't need to plug anything into it.
Yeah.
You know, it's got the Netflix and the Amazon right already on it. So
that's funny.
Yeah, I feel bad about it, but at the same point, I kind of like it,
you
know, because I've been watching.
I would watch TV every night going to sleep.
Yeah.
I would turn on ESPN or movies or whatever.
And it's got a sleep timer. So I set the sleep timer for like 30 minutes, turn on a Ken Burns documentary.
Oh, yeah. Well, for me, I set it for like 2 hours.
Yeah. I fall asleep in like, once the TV goes on, and if it's, especially if it's something like I've seen before, that's like the Civil War documentary or whatever, like this, like that's long and kind of slow and not
that's the key.
Loud.
That's the key to falling asleep to a movie is it's got to be something you've seen before.
Right.
Otherwise, it piques your interest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you stay up and watch the whole thing.
Not for me. If I'm tired, it doesn't matter. Like, Erica has been mad at me multiple times because I've fallen asleep in the movie theater. Like, I fell asleep.
I've done that too.
I started falling asleep in Rogue One. And I loved the movie. But if I'm tired and it's like
dark,
this is a dark,
it's comfy,
I'm in a comfortable spot. Yeah. I mean, my
did
body's
you go to
just
one
like
of the theaters with the reclining.
I did.
Yeah.
I know that's the problem. There's a movie theater here, the Marcus, that's got these really big seats, like super wide, and they recline all the way back, and the aisle's really big, so people can walk by, and it's not that big of a deal. And, man, anytime we go to a kids' movie, we saw the SpongeBob movie there.
Yeah.
I fell asleep like 5 minutes in, and when it was over, the credits are rolling, and my kids are like shaking me.
Daddy, daddy.
Trying to wake me up. Like, oh, drool coming down the face. Like, well, that was a $5 nap, you know? It was actually, Erica was like, I can't believe you just fell asleep in a movie theater. She, right. You know, and I was like, and I said, yeah, it was a $5 nap, and I started thinking about it, like, I don't know. I paid $5 for a good nap. Yeah. It was a good nap, too.
I've slept through multiple movies, too. I can't even remember. I wish I could tell you what they were, but
do you remember the best nap you ever had in your life?
Gosh. No.
I remember mine.
Okay.
I was in Haiti.
Okay.
I had just gone. I was 16 years old, went on a missions trip to Haiti.
Yeah.
And we were there for like a week. And every single day, I mean, it was like a shock to my system, you know. It was really hot, and we were working every day. So we were painting an orphanage in Haiti.
Right.
And so every day you wake up, you go.
Look at you.
I know. I felt pretty good about myself, my 16-year-old self. So every day you wake up, you go, you do this. You work all day long. You're exhausted. Well, the very last day of the trip, they took us to the beach, you know, as like a
Haitian
fun
beach.
It was. If you go to the right side of Haiti, if you go to the right side of the island, it's not so bad. There are plenty of places. Like, I would not.
Like dead bodies floating in the water.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, Haiti's awful. Like in Port-au-Prince, horrible.
Yeah.
But like if you drive all the way on the other side of the island, you know, like
there's some okay
right
spots.
By the Dominican Republic, basically. Right. There's some okay spots. We went to this beach. It was nice. And there was a concrete bench.
Okay.
Like, you know, that was like tilted, you know what I mean, where you could, you know, sit on it. And working all week and being so hot all week because we're in the city.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not used to that kind of heat. I'm from Ohio, you know. And we're on the beach, and there was a breeze because we're on the beach.
Right.
I sit down on this concrete bench, and I took the best nap of my life on a concrete bench when I was 16.
Okay.
I always remember that. That was the greatest nap I ever took.
I would say, like, my favorite nap time has traditionally been Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's a good nap
time. That's a great nap time, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
A lot of times, you got all your weekend stuff done. Like, Saturday, you got your chores done, your honey-do list done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, you've done your church stuff on Sunday, and you've come home. You turn on some football, some basketball, something like that.
Golf is the best.
Golf, whatever.
If you got a golf tournament on, the reason I like golf is to me golf is the best napping sport because well, first of all, it's slow,
right?
You know what I mean? So it's not like you know, and it's so long.
It's an 8-hour event.
Yeah, right. So if you turn it on like around like 2 in the afternoon and you watch it for like 30 minutes, you figure out who's where, what's going on. You get a good sense of – so you watch it for about 30 minutes. You fall asleep. You wake up around, you know, 4 or 5 and you catch the last couple of holes.
Right.
It's
right.
perfect.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
It's absolutely perfect.
For years, when my kids were really, really little, when Estelle was like 2 or 3, then we just had Harrison – we would do, like, family time Sunday afternoon nap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now the kids are old and they want to go to the Y. They want to run around and do stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to, but okay.
Yeah.
But those early days when the kids were really, really small, we could put everybody in their crib or their bed or whatever, and we all lay down and took a Sunday afternoon nap. That was the best.
Is there anything worse than, like, it's a Sunday afternoon, your mind is, like, gearing up, like, I just got to get through this next couple of hours, and I'm going to go home, lay down, take the world's greatest nap. But then something happens that interrupts it, you know, like the kid, like something happens with the kids or something like that. And, you know, that's a horrible feeling, isn't it?
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. First world problems.
I didn't get my Sunday afternoon nap. I ate too much. I'm stuffed.
Yeah. Well, this Sunday, my wife had not been feeling good anyway. Yeah. You know what I mean? So she doesn't listen to the podcast, so I can tell stories about
it.
Right. She had not been feeling good all week, and it was Sunday afternoon. She's like, I just want to go home and take a nap. I said, okay. So we went home. She lays down on the couch, and our kids go outside to play outside because it was kind of a nice day. But they're playing with a dog, and the dog, not like annoying, but is barking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like he's excited because they're running around and doing stuff. Rah, 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 you know? And it keeps on waking her up, you know? And she literally, like, just in her angry nap mode, she's like, I'm going to kick that dog in the teeth. She said, I was like, jeez.
That's harsh.
Yeah, she was upset for sure. Yeah. So I don't know what are we even talking about?
Nap.
Taking
naps,
a nap.
Sleeping.
Greatest
I was
nap
tired.
Ever. Yeah. You were tired last
I
night.
Don't know.
I don't even know how we got here. It doesn't matter. It is what it is.
Stole TV.
Yeah, I did steal it. We talk about falling asleep to the TV at night. Yeah.
So I guess it's all relevant.
None of it's relevant. It's all relative, I think.
Oh.
I don't know. So
well, it's relevant to what we're going to be talking about.
It actually is relevant, yeah. And we didn't even plan that.
No.
First of all, I want to say this, that next week we're going to do, for our second episode, we're going to do a Q&A segment. And we haven't done one of these for a while, and so right into the show, ask us a question. Now, these can be sports-related, but they certainly don't have to be.
Yeah.
You know, it can be something like, what's the greatest nap you ever took? Would be a perfectly acceptable question.
Right.
What's your favorite, you know, Little Debbie?
Right.
Whatever you want to ask, you know, whatever, you know, inquiring minds want to know, I think.
Do you prefer watching rugby or cricket?
Rugby. I can't watch cricket.
Okay, that would be a good...
You know. Yeah.
It's like weird.
That's
it's
the
like,
kind of
yeah,
question.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yeah. And so right into the show, you can write in...
How many days a week do you wear a button-up shirt?
Depends on the week, but I'd say 5 times a week.
Really? I'm like 1.
You're wearing one right now.
What's a coat? I wear this every day, so okay. Every day I wear one. This is not a button-up shirt. It's like a...
Outside flannel.
Outside flannel type. Heavy. It's coated.
All right, sure.
It's nice.
There you go. So right into the show, you can text us, 805-991-7623, 805-991-ROAD.
Yeah.
Or you can find us on Facebook.
Instagram.
Instagram.
Do you still check the Twitter?
I mean, no.
You don't have a lot of interaction on the Twitter.
No, it's more Facebook.
Yeah.
Or 805-991-ROAD would be fine, too.
Yeah.
You could call in, and if you call in, we'll play your question, maybe. So,
Don't cuss. Don't drop any F-bombs.
Yeah. No F-bombs.
Yeah.
So there you go. Next week will be Q&A. So we wanted to get that out of the way. Really quickly, the Netflix suggestion of the week. We've got our jingle. We'll play it right now.
Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. We don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
What is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
Okay, so this is a documentary, I guess. It's kind of like a reality doc type of thing. Basically, it's the title of it is Curse of the Man Who Sees UFOs.
Curse of the Man Who Sees UFOs. UFOs. Yeah. All right.
So this guy... First of all, this is not a family-friendly show.
Oh, good to know.
Do not watch this with your kids in the room. Basically, because it's endless amounts of cussing. Like, they dropped the F-bomb in this 300 times, maybe 400 times. Like, no joke. A lot.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay.
But this guy is so bizarre. He started filming UFOs, like, from his back porch, you know, and around town. Sends his footage to this, like, filmmaker. And this filmmaker is looking at it thinking, I don't see anything here. I just see some, like, lights in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's a red dot in the sky, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, this guy doesn't live that far away. Let me just go talk to him. So the filmmaker drives over to this guy and films this whole process. Drives over to the guy and, like, interviews him on film and all this stuff. And this guy's, like, really bizarre.
Yeah.
And telling these crazy stories. And it's so... The story is about him.
Yeah.
The guy he's interviewing.
Yeah.
Not about these UFOs.
Right.
And it just goes around following this guy. And he's the most bizarre person ever.
Okay.
You have to watch it.
Curse of the Man Who Sees UFOs.
Yes.
All right.
If you're sensitive to the cussing thing, don't watch it.
Okay.
If you're not, you have to watch this.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you, Dan Owings,
okay.
You have to watch this.
What if I'm sensitive to the cussing?
We'll watch it anyways.
Okay.
Just get through it.
All right.
I'm fascinated by this.
Curse of the Man Who
I'm going to watch this 3 or 4 or 5 times.
You're going to get to the bottom.
It's not as good as, like, Barkley Marathons.
Come on. What are we talking about?
But it's up there.
All right. My Netflix suggestion is Abstract. It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original documentary kind of style TV show.
Oh, it's, I thought you were saying the show's Abstract.
No, the name of the show is Abstract.
Oh.
It's called Abstract, The Art of Design.
Okay.
And I've just watched the first episode. All right, so I haven't watched the rest of them. But it goes through people who design things. Like, there's a guy who designs shoes. There's a guy who makes, like, illustrations for, like, the cover of The New Yorker or other things. And it just talks about, like, their process and, you know, how they creatively think up things. And, you know, it's very – if you're
I would like that.
If you're a creative type person or you're interested in that – it's interesting to watch other people, how they create stuff like that. So, really good. Most of these Netflix originals are pretty good.
Yeah.
And this one is no different. So that's my Netflix suggestion of the week. So next week is Q&A. This week, we've been thinking about it, and a lot of people lately have been down with the flu.
For instance, today, my daughter is homesick.
I'm not down with the flu. But... So your daughter's home. 2 weeks ago, I spent a day home where I was just kind of incapacitated, you know.
And then a couple days later, your wife was sick.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, when you're like that, you can't, for me anyway, I can't read. My
Oh, no.
It's like I've thought about, like, well, I'll read a book. And I, like, open it up and, like, I can't focus on this.
You feel miserable.
Yeah, and so you just kind of, like, you just turn something on the TV and you just let it play out.
You zone out, basically.
Last time I was really sick, I watched, like, 24 hours of a BBC detective show called Foyle's War. And I just watched it episode after episode, you know. Yeah. So what we were thinking is what we're going to do for you as a service of the show, we're going to give you 24 hours straight of movie watching on Netflix.
Specifically Netflix.
So let's just assume you have Netflix. If you don't, how much does it cost a month?
Like $7.
Get it.
Yeah.
For $7 just for the day, then we're gonna bring you through your whole day. This is a 24-hour period because when you're feeling like that, you're kind of like never fully asleep. You know, you're kind of asleep and, you know, you're just kind of in and out. So we're going to line this up for you. We're going to give you a playlist to watch. If you are down or if you find yourself down, then just listen to this episode, get your list, and then boom, there you go. You've got 24 hours of entertainment. And there's lots of great movies on Netflix, okay? We've got a list of them right here. So what are we going to start with?
Okay, let's set this up just a little bit more and say what time – are you going to start this marathon?
Okay, for the sake of this, let's just say you wake up.
You wake up
in the morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. You wake up from like 6 to 7. You're trying to like muster up the energy. At 7 o'clock, you're like, you know what? I can't do this.
It's not.
You call in. You know, between like 7 to 8, you get your family out of the door. You know,
everybody's at school.
And then at 8 o'clock in the morning, you've got the house to yourself.
Right. And you're laying on the couch.
Starts at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And now we're taking you from 8 in the morning to 8 in the morning.
Okay. So I'm assuming you at this point, you started taking medicine around 7.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
You wake up. It's like, I'm not feeling good. You start to get ready. It's like, let me just take some medicine.
Right.
And now you're just committed to the point that I'm just going to sleep on the couch for the next 24 hours.
Right.
Okay.
And watch movies. Yes.
So I'm assuming you just had a full night in bed, so you're not going to be super tired.
And the medicine you took probably wasn't nighttime because you were trying to get to work.
Right.
In your mind, you're like, you took some Dayquil.
Right.
Okay.
So you're not ready to like sleep instantly.
Right.
So you want to be somewhat energetic, I think, at this point.
Okay.
Something that's going to catch your attention, action-packed.
Okay.
I want to go with, let's just alternate how we do this.
Okay. So you go, then I go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's start with The Last Samurai.
Whoa, The Last Samurai, huh?
Yeah, this is a Tom Cruise film.
All right.
It's 2.5 hours.
So I'm going to keep a list of this, right?
Right.
So 2.5. What I'm going to do...
So from 8 o'clock, let's do that. From 8 o'clock until 10:30.
Okay. So how should I do this? Should I make a list of the movies? I'm going to turn the page.
Oh, my gosh.
So from 8 to 10:30...
You're going
to
watch
The Last Samurai.
Right.
Okay.
Starring Tom Cruise.
You know, here's what I'll say about The Last Samurai. Almost every Tom Cruise movie, I go into it thinking, this is going to stink. You know, it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like this. But then it's like, you know, it's pretty good.
He delivers.
He kind of does.
I'm same thing. I'm like, man, I hate Tom Cruise. He's stupid. He plays the same guy in every movie. Right. Whatever.
This movie's going to stink.
It's going to stink. And you watch it, it's like, yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Like Jack Reacher. You know, I'll just watch Jason Bourne. It'll be better. You know what I mean?
And you watch it.
And you're like, yeah, man, that's pretty good.
So I'm assuming you're going to be alert and attentive, you know, for the first movie. It keeps you going. It's energetic.
Okay, so
Last Samurai.
So The Last Samurai, okay. So I've got the next chunk of time. All right. You know, I agree with you that you want to start off with something like that, you know. But I don't think you really want to go back-to-back action movies.
I gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, I was thinking Captain America Civil War.
I think you want to save that for prime time.
You want to save that for prime time. Like, the kids are home.
The kids are home, yeah.
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point.
And so I think you want to save your kids' movies for that time, too.
Sure,
like, your Finding Dory's type of thing.
So now you're home by yourself. So this is the movie that you're going to watch by yourself that your kids don't really care about.
Right.
That your wife doesn't care about, but you're at home by yourself. I'm going to go Tommy Boy.
Okay,
yeah. All right? So you just watched...
an action-packed Last Samurai.
Right. And so now, you know, they say laughter is the best medicine. And if that's true, I can't think of anything better than Tommy Boy. Tommy Boy is an hour and 37 minutes.
Let's just round it off and say hour and a half.
Let's say it's an hour and a half. So from 10:30 to noon,
yes.
Now you're watching Tommy Boy.
Okay. I like that. That's a good two-shot right there.
Right. Last Samurai, Tommy Boy.
Very good.
All right. So you got the next chunk.
So this is going to be your noon thing. So now, are you going to snack? Are you going to get some crackers or something?
So
you're not really feeling good.
Time.
You don't know if you're going to throw up or not.
You're
going to
get some chicken noodle soup.
This is a chicken noodle soup movie.
Okay, maybe I don't want to say where you should go, but I'm thinking if I'm eating chicken noodle soup, you know, I'm warm. You know, maybe something emotional. You know, if I cried, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. You know, because the kids aren't home, the wife's not home.
Are you thinking so one in particular?
I can cry by myself.
Because here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be embarrassed either.
Well, you're by yourself.
You're by yourself. I'm going to go Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. Okay.
It's an older movie. It takes you back to a younger time in your life.
Uh huh.
Where, you know, a little nostalgia going on.
Right.
You got your chicken noodle soup. You got a feel-good movie going on.
Okay.
You feel it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. So that's an hour and 37. I mean, 38 minutes. So we'll call it an hour and a half. So from 12 to 1:30, now you've got The Princess Bride.
Okay.
Okay. So
that's pretty solid.
It's pretty solid so far. So you're still at home by yourself.
The kids aren't yet coming home.
Kids aren't yet home.
You still got a little bit of time left.
Because you still got a little bit of time left. So we started off with an action Last Samurai, kind of a long movie, Tommy Boy, Princess Bride. You know, by this time, you're probably starting to get a little tired again.
Yes.
You know,
this is your last chance to take a nap before the kids come
home. You just ate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, so we're talking a movie that's kind of interesting, that's nice to have on in the background, but that
you're
probably going to
fall asleep.
You could totally fall asleep to this movie. You want a good soundtrack, I think.
Yeah.
You know, because you want this, but I don't think you want too many loud parts of this movie.
Yeah, like explosions and...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I love the Braveheart soundtrack, and so I would pick, but in Braveheart, there are some really loud parts, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do. I am going... All right. I got it. All right, now, I don't know the soundtrack to this movie, but this is a really great movie. It's a classic movie. It's an old movie. Your kids probably aren't going to like it. To Kill a Mockingbird with Gregory Peck.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. To Kill a Mockingbird is a great movie, right? But it's an old, black and white movie, so you're probably going to fall asleep easily to it. It's 2 hours and 9 minutes, so we'll call that 2 hours.
Okay.
So, To Kill a Mockingbird, from 1:30 to 3:30, and by this time...
The kids are coming home.
The kids are just coming home.
Okay.
And you just had a decent nap. You know, and if you didn't fall asleep, you know, it wouldn't be that bad. Because it's a really great movie.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to watch To Kill a Mockingbird. Good for you, you know.
Yeah.
Great movie. All right. So now the kids are getting home at this point. You've watched Last Samurai, Tommy Boy, Princess Bride, To Kill a Mockingbird. What's next?
Okay, so at this point, I'm seriously considering starting the NyQuil regimen.
Okay.
I know it's a little bit early.
I feel like it's early because – but you're thinking if you start it now, then you can take it again at midnight.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
So I think what you do is – what I do is I take my NyQuil segment right now.
Okay. And if you're anything like my father-in-law, when you get sick
– yeah.
Because I've been around him when he's sick before.
Yeah.
Because we lived with him for about a year. You just carry a bottle of NyQuil with you.
And just swig
and you just
it.
Every once in a while you just take a swig. That's the way he does it.
Are you serious?
It's hilarious. That's yeah, like he just like walks through the house
I'm
like
not feeling
holding a NyQuil bottle, like swigging it, like, I think this is a bad idea, you know. But yeah, he just yeah. So
okay.
That's what he does.
I might try that next time.
Grandpa's old cough syrup.
Well, so now's your chance. The DayQuil's out of your system, and you're going to have to take a second medicine right now.
But you just
feel awful.
But you just took a nap.
You just took a nap.
Okay.
But here's the thing: the kids are going to be loud and running through the house and yelling, and I want to zone out at this point.
Okay.
So I'm going to take a round of NyQuil and I'm going to turn on Narnia.
Okay.
Because it's kid friendly. It's a kid movie.
Yeah.
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours and 20 minutes, so let's make up some time and say 2.5.
So we'll
ditch 10. We're going to add 10
this
minutes.
This is 3:30 to 5 then.
2.5. No, it'd be till 6.
Oh, till 6. Yeah, sorry. 3:30 till 6. Because also in the with the kids, you're not going to switch the movie over maybe right away. There might be some in-between time. And like you said, we'll make up some time. So Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe is from 3:30 to 6.
Yeah, and you're just going to take some NyQuil. So as that NyQuil kicks in about 35, 40 minutes, you're going to catch some pretty trippy part in Narnia.
And this is as a fan of the Narnia books, as a giant fan of the Narnia books, this is the only movie that I will write off on. Of all
you
of
you sign off on.
Yeah,
to
they
say
made
this
three
is,
movies yeah. from three of the
Prince
seven
Caspian.
Books. Yeah, Prince Caspian and The Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Yeah.
Awful. I'm not okay with those.
I'm okay with the movies, but I never read the books.
Yes, that's why you're okay with the movies. But I'll sign off on Narnia. I'll sign off on Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So, all right. So now it's 6 o'clock.
The wife is starting to make dinner. You're smelling it. You're not really sure if you're going to eat or not.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if you're going to throw up.
Okay. Now this is at the point that you look at the kids. You're like, kids.
Listen, I'm not feeling good.
I'm not feeling good. We're going to watch a movie. I don't want it to be too loud and crazy in here.
Right.
But I'm going to take you back to a simpler time.
Yes.
When I was a child.
Yes.
You know? And this is when... And you have full rights to the TV at this point because you're the one that's not
you're
feeling
sick.
Good.
You're the sick
yeah,
one.
You're the, so kids, you're going to watch what I want you to watch right now.
Now this, just prepping you before you go with your choice, this will probably be the last kid-friendly movie that you have to go with.
Right.
Because at this point, 2 hours from now, the kids will be going to bed.
2 hours from now will be 8 o'clock. The movie that I have is an hour and 54 minutes.
Okay,
so it's a
two-hour
movie.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do E.T.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because, you know, there's a good chance, depending on your kids' age, that they maybe haven't watched it.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, we're going to watch this movie together. Because I remember this movie when I was a kid. It came out in 1982.
Yeah.
Right? I remember watching it when I was a kid. It's a great movie. It's pretty relaxed. You know, there's some louder moments. But for the most part, it's got a very mellow feel.
Yeah.
It's very nostalgic.
Yes.
Extremely nostalgic. And, you know, you get to experience this movie with your kids.
Yes.
So from 6 to 8, you're watching E.T. Now your kids are going to bed. The wife is putting the kids to bed.
Yes.
And you are sitting on the couch getting ready. Now this is the you and your wife watching a movie together.
Right. Movie. Right, right, right.
Okay.
So this is not – it's not going to be super action-packed.
But the kids are going to come in 3 or 4 times to get a drink of water.
Right. Oh, I forgot hugs and kisses.
I need to use the restroom.
Yeah.
Yes.
All that stuff. So, I definitely don't want anything that I'm going to have to, like, pause.
Right.
Because I'm not going to be that alert.
Right.
To just, like, grab the remote really quick and pause it.
Right.
Man, I think this might be the most critical choice.
This is, yeah. And let's face it, you want it to be something that your wife is going to enjoy because she's had a long day. Already.
Well, she's tired of taking care of the kids all by herself.
And tired of taking care of you.
Yeah.
So you kind of want to throw her one at this point, too.
Throw her a bone.
You want to throw her a bone.
I'm not calling her a dog.
Well, yeah. Okay. So I think you want it to be something that you know your wife is going to enjoy as well.
Whew. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking is, I'm going to go with a movie that I know that she hasn't seen.
Okay.
Now, listener, your wife may have already seen this, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But The Way Home.
The Way Home? You mean The Way Back?
I'm sorry, The Way Back.
Okay, The Way Back.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't have that. I don't know if you can pull that up.
Yeah, I can pull it up.
It's a long movie.
Yeah, it's well, let me pull it up really quickly. The Way Back, it stars Ed Harris, Colin Farrell, Tim Sturgis, if you know who that is. So it's about a military camp in World War II,
yeah.
I think.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Here it is. I'll read the description. After escaping from a World War II labor camp, a band of soldiers undertake a journey to traverse Siberia, the Gobi Desert, and the Himalayas. So they walk all the way from Siberia to...
South. Straight south.
Straight south.
To India.
To India. Yeah, yeah. They walk all the way from Siberia to India.
Yeah.
These three guys who
Which is crazy.
It's absolutely nuts. Yeah. And it's a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really good movie.
It is a really good movie.
Yeah.
And see, that's what I'm saying. It's one of those... It's a drama, right? It's not an action movie.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of gunfighting and shooting and stuff like that. So I think the wife will like it.
And if you kind of doze off, that's okay too.
Yeah. It's a long movie. How long is it?
It's 2 hours and 13 minutes. So I don't know what we call that. We call that 2 hours? Or do you want to call that 2.5 hours because you're going to maybe pause it because of the kids?
Man, we're going to run out of time. Do we need to do 48 hours?
No, this is a 24-hour thing.
Oh, man. Okay.
We're out of time almost. You know, we're at 30 minutes on the podcast.
Okay, we need to hurry up then.
Yeah.
So let's call it 2.5.
Okay, so that's going to go to 10:30.
Okay.
All right.
At this point, she's going to bed.
She's going to bed. She's tired.
Yeah.
She's going to bed. And you're settling in for the night.
You're getting ready to take your second dose of NyQuil.
You're getting ready to take your second dose of NyQuil. But you've been sleeping, kind of napping all day.
Yeah.
So you're kind of in that phase where it's like, you know you should go to sleep, but you're going to really be awake now. You know?
You might catch your second wind.
You might catch your second wind. And so I think you want a movie that's going to be interesting, that's going to be, you might be more... alert at this point than you have been, you know, in a while, you know, or than you will be for the rest of the night. So you want to pick something that you're definitely going to enjoy, I think, for sure. Oh man, what do you want? It's been a while since we watched a comedy, right?
Yeah.
So maybe this is the point where you're like, you know what? I'd like to laugh right now.
Maybe a comedy that the kids might not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have one that's like borderline, or it's like, yeah, I really don't want the kids around?
Well, the only comedy that I have left on the list that I'd like to put on the thing is What About Bob?
That's a pretty good one.
What About Bob? I've seen it so many times.
Yes.
That it doesn't really, you know, I can basically quote it, but it still makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And I'm by myself. Now I am risking the backlash from my wife, who's been tired all day, and she's been, you know, taking care of everything, and now she finally goes to bed, and now she hears me in the living room laughing, you know? Like,
yeah. I'm not sure if I'm laughing out loud at What About Bob.
Really?
I mean, I love it. It's hilarious. Bill Murray's the best ever.
Right.
But I'm still not feeling good. I don't know if you're laughing out loud.
Maybe kind of like that.
Yeah.
A little bit of that.
Yeah.
All right, so it's an hour and 39 minutes.
Let's call it an hour and a half.
So let's call it an hour and a half. That'll be 10:30... to midnight.
Yes.
That's taking us all the way to midnight. Now we've got the midnight session. This is fully in the
Have we determined, are we going to start taking NyQuil?
Now. I think now you can take another dose.
Okay, so I'm taking my NyQuil right now, and I'm watching Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, because I'm ready for something trippy.
Uh-huh.
I've got it here. It's 2 hours. It's 1:53.
Okay, so that's going to take us
we'll
to
call
2
it
in the
2
morning.
Hours, yeah.
Alice in the Looking
From
Glass.
From midnight to 2.
And that is a crazy, trippy movie.
It's the Johnny Depp, Anne Hathaway.
Tim Burton did it. Yeah.
It's a great movie. I don't know about great.
I don't know.
It's an okay movie.
It's fine.
But it's got, you know, the Danny Elfman whimsical music and crazy, trippy stuff on the screen. And she's going big. She's going small. It's weird.
Okay. And,
Perfect NyQuil movie.
Yeah, and you're like in the NyQuil.
You're dazed, yeah. And you're waking up
like,
and fall asleep.
What is this?
Like, what is going on?
Okay, this is good. I like this. Okay, so So now it's 2 a.m, okay? And you want something that's going to – here's what I'm thinking, okay?
Yeah.
I want something that's going to inspire me because at this point I'm thinking, you know what? I want to go to work tomorrow. I don't want to spend another day like this.
Which if you've been up watching movies for 24 hours, you're probably not going to work. Hopefully this is a Friday.
Hopefully. But at least I want to get over this sickness.
You
want
to make an attempt to – yeah, I
you know what I mean? Like even if I'm not going to work, I want to like get up and clean the house or do something. You know what I mean? I want to like –
because your wife's sick?
Maybe at this point.
Why
wouldn't
she clean?
Okay. So what I'm looking for is I'm looking for some inspiration, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And like I said, you know, I don't know about you, but when I've been sleeping this long, I'm not like, you know, there's a good chance I'm going to watch this entire movie, right?
Yeah.
So what I want to watch from 2, and this is a 3-hour movie.
Ooh.
From 2 to 5.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, I know I'm taking a huge chunk here.
Yeah.
But I've taken smaller chunks because I've gotten to smaller movies. I want to watch Braveheart.
Oh, gosh. I'm falling asleep.
Because during Braveheart, I mean, it's like inspires me. I mean, he did this. I can get out of this bed and go, you know, make a difference in this world. So,
okay.
And it's going to take me all the way to 5 a.m.
Man.
So now we have 3 hours left.
Here, okay. So at this point, the kids are going to be waking up.
Yes.
My kids are waking up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be sitting down on the couch asking me for cereal.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get up and help them because I don't feel good.
No.
So I just want them to sit there and be watching the TV.
But something that you're still going to get some enjoyment out of.
Right, right. So I'm going to go Civil War.
Captain
Marvel,
America.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Marvel Civil War. So that's, let's see here, that's 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that's a long movie.
So that's what I'm saying, from 5 to 7.30.
That's 5 to 7.30.
So what's happening is the kids are waking up,
mm-hmm.
and they're, I don't want to get them breakfast.
Right.
I'm waiting for the wife to wake up.
Uh-huh.
Or the older siblings to help the younger siblings out.
Right.
And so they can sit there and watch Civil War, and I don't have to do anything.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it. I think that's probably...
So this is going to be the last pick. You get one more movie to round it out. And at this point, you know, hopefully you're done being sick.
Hopefully you're done being sick. Now, here, my original thought was the kids... are going to be around for sure.
Are we calling this on a Friday?
So let's say this is Saturday morning.
Now that, you're waking up and the kids are...
All right, so let's say this is Saturday morning. So they're going to be around. So at 7.30, you know, I say you're going to... For me, I want to pick some kind of Pixar DreamWorks.
Well, it's Saturday morning cartoons.
Saturday morning cartoon.
Right.
And we've talked about this movie on the podcast before. I think it was my Netflix suggestion of the week once. Finding Dory. I really liked it. It's funny. The kids are going to like it. I enjoy it. So Finding Dory. I was thinking about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Ooh.
Just because that's another nostalgic kind of a thing.
Kids,
you know?
Sit down. You're going to want to watch
this. You're going to want to watch this. But you know what? I'm just going to do it. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Okay, I like it.
So Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, starring
Rick Moranis.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that'll finish it out. Once Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is over...
That's like an hour and a half, so you're done by 9 o'clock.
Yeah, so you're done by 9 o'clock, and then you're like, I'm going to get up and going to go make a day of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, so let's...
recap it.
Run it down really quick, because we're definitely way out of time.
Yeah.
So, 8 o'clock in the morning, the wife and the kids are off to work. You're going to watch The Last Samurai.
Yes.
After that, you're going to watch Tommy Boy.
Excellent.
The Princess Bride.
Yes.
That's taking you through lunchtime. You're eating your chicken and noodles.
Chicken noodle soup.
And
while I'm getting ready to take some NyQuil.
Right. NyQuil. Put on To Kill a Mockingbird. It's going to put you right
night,
to sleep.
Night.
Right. The previews are rolling. To Kill a Mockingbird. You are kind of waking up, and then you turn on Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
And you're in full trip mode right now, because you're right in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but the kids are home, too. So,
so it's complicated.
So you're watching a talking lion. There's like a centaur.
Like,
you know,
Santa Claus, but it's not really Santa Claus.
this
what is going on?
Movie is messed up. All right, you're coming out of that dinner time. Kids, hey, while you're eating tonight, let's watch E.T. together.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to eat in the living room tonight.
Yeah, eat in the living room. This is... Oh, yay!
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Kids are in bed. You and your wife sit down. And you're like, hey, there's this great movie. It's called The Way Back.
You've never seen it.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's a drama.
It's intense.
Yeah,
you know, all that stuff. She goes to bed. I need to laugh. I'm going to watch What About Bob? I'm sailing. The wind, the waves.
The wind, the waves. I'm a sailor.
Yeah.
I sail.
The trick is I let the boat do all the work.
Dr. Leo Marvin!
Yeah, doctor. Baby steps. Baby steps. All right, so What About Bob is next. And then now you've started your NyQuil regimen again.
Yes.
And you put on Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Yes.
And you let Tim Burton take you to a wonderful world. All right. Now it's 2 in the morning. You're still kind of out of it, but you want to be inspired because you're like, I don't want to be sick anymore.
Right.
Tomorrow is going to be a better day. You know, Scotland, you can go back to... You can go back to your king and tell them that Scotland is free. So you're going to watch Braveheart.
Right.
You're going to let Mel Gibson inspire you.
Yes.
Now the kids are up, and they want cereal, and they're doing other stuff. So you're going to put on Captain America, you know.
Civil War.
It's very exciting. Yeah, you know, you watch Captain America. There's Spider-Man's in that movie. Very exciting. And then at 7:30 in the morning, your one last movie before you get up and go again. Kids, we're going to watch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
And it'll be great.
So then here at 9 o'clock, you do have one more choice.
Yeah.
To say, you know, as you're doing stuff around the house, I'm just going to go with the Superman marathon.
And this is happening.
It's just going to happen.
This is, and now just it's a Superman marathon.
Superman marathon.
Okay.
Because it's all on Netflix.
The Christopher Reeve.
Christopher Reeve Superman marathon.
Right. Take you all through the Richard Pryor one.
Yes.
Which was not good.
No. But they're all there.
They're all there.
Yeah.
Gene Hackman is Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
So it's a great thing to have on in the background. You're up and around doing stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, this, I feel like this is a public service. Not only did we took the thinking out of it.
Yeah.
You don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
Just hopefully you've written this down, you know.
Yeah. And well, go to your Netflix playlist, add them in order.
Yeah, add them in order.
And just go right down
and
the line.
Just boom, 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 boom. Yep. You're good to go.
Perfect.
Wow. All right. So Superman is playing right now.
Well, the goal is you want to feel like a Superman when you're done.
Yes. You don't want to feel...
You're a new man. You're a Superman.
You're a new man. You're feeling better.
You're not sick anymore.
The NyQuil has done what it needed to do. Get you through the hard days. Now you're Superman. And that's why Superman is being played in the background right now as we speak.
I love it.
This is a good one. This was fun. All right. Well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.